But even these 12 tones don't exhaust the potential of the harmonic series. The upper reaches of the series continue to furnish us with intervals even smaller than the half tones that make up our chromatic scale. Intervals such as quarter tones, or even thirds and fifths of tones, all of which still inhabit areas of experimentation and electronic research. To say nothing of microtones, which are such an essential part of so much Oriental music. But the overriding fact that emerges from all this is that all music, whether pop, folk, symphonic, modal, tonal, atonal, polytonal, microtonal, well-tempered or ill-tempered, music from the distant past or the imminent future, all of it has a common origin in the universal phenomenon of the harmonic series. And that is our case for musical monogenesis. But is it necessarily a case for universality? Think. What about those Hindu ragas that so many people find difficult to comprehend? Well, I suggest a simple answer in the light of our linguistic analogies. Just as the grammars of human languages, even mutually unintelligible ones, may have sprung from the same monogenetic sources, so in the same way, highly varied musical tongues, which are also strangers to one another, can be said to have developed out of their common origins. In purely phonological terms, these tongues are tonal languages that have developed out of a universal, naturally ordered tonal structure.